Hello, everybody, and welcome to our introductory class in our series of Avas Chinam. The reason why I chose this topic of Avas Chinam may be obvious to many, that this series is going to run over the period of time of 3 weeks. And because the Chorban Beis HaMikdash is the theme that we focus on in Tammuz and in Av, we are reminded of the fact that Chazal say that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And we also know that every generation where the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, unfortunately, we still are suffering from this problem of Sinas Chinam. And therefore, Sinas Chinam, which seems like something so wide and so global and far away from us, we would like to work on ourselves to develop more Avas Chinam. And with each person's contribution, to contribute, hopefully, to a situation where the matzav in Klal Yisrael will change, and we will be able to build the Beis HaMikdash based on Avas Chinam. I think that this midah is a little bit difficult, because whereas other midos, a person might have an internal litmus test or some kind of evaluation system. When I advertised a series in jealousy or a series in anger, or a series in simcha and happiness, people kind of have a sense of where they're holding vis-a-vis the midah. But here, when it comes to Avas Chinam, the concept itself is confusing. And it's hard for us to evaluate where we're holding vis-a-vis this concept of Avas Chinam. And I think it's very interesting because if you ask people, if somebody would ask himself, am I a loving person? Do I have Ava? So the answer for, I think, predominantly everybody would be yes. We picture ourselves with a big smile, giving somebody good feeling loving. And I can't even think of anybody who, if I would ask them the question, are you a loving person, they would say no. I'm actually very cold and snobby and distant and not loving. Most people would not say that about themselves. And why is this? Is this because we're all so developed in Avas Chinam? Or for the person who we don't consider a loving person, are they lying to themselves? Do they think that they're loving even though they're not? And why could it be that somebody would have some kind of delusion about themselves in this area? I think when people think of themselves as being loving, nurturing, giving a good feeling, it's because we all have people who bring out that nature in us. And then when we imagine ourselves, we think of ourselves interacting with one of those people. I call it that they press your good feelings button. And then they bring out in us a very warm, loving feeling. That is why when people evaluate themselves, they think about themselves in that very warm, loving, caring state, and that's how they define themselves. In reality, I would like to, for the purpose of this topic of Avas Chinam, divide the way we relate to people in order to understand ourselves better into three categories. There are three circles of people who we have in our lives. Circle number one is our inner circle of what I call the Hashem-chosen inner circle, meaning the people who are in my life, not particularly because I chose them, but because Hashem had a mind for me to be connected to these people. This could be your children. It could be your relatives, your parents, all your sister-in-laws, brother-in-laws, relatives. See, the first circle is the Hashem-chosen inner circle, my immediate family and my relatives, my in-laws, my parents, etc. There's a second circle, which is the my-chosen inner circle, meaning people who I have consciously decided to include in my life in a close way. And these are friends who I've chosen over the years, role models who I look up to and I feel connected to, the favorite neighbor whose door I like to knock on when I need something because I don't mind hopping a schmooze with her for a minute. And this is my chosen inner circle. It's people who I'm connected to because, not because I'm biologically connected to them or through marriage connected to them, but rather it's my choice, my proactive inner circle that I have chosen. And then we have circle number three. And circle number three is their outer circle. And these are strangers or acquaintances who I don't really have that much to do with. And they're in my outer circle. I would like to say that our most natural, loving, warm nature, the way we perceive ourselves when people ask us, are you loving and warm, is expressed towards people in the middle circle most naturally, the people who we've chosen. And these are, so when you imagine yourself as being loving, you're imagining yourself getting together with a friend for coffee, somebody who you really would like to see, and you're excited to see them, and there's a smile on your face, and you're complimenting them, and you're in a good mood, and they're in a good mood. And that's the way we like to perceive ourselves in our relationships. So therefore, our loving side comes out in the middle circle, in circle number two. Where we are in the midah of Avas Chinam has more to do with how I respond to people in circle number one and circle number three. How do I deal with strangers or acquaintances? And how do I deal with the people who are intimately involved in my life, and yet I didn't actively choose them? And here is where the Avas Chinam work has to be done. I would like to say that it's interesting because in family relationships, sometimes you will say, and I have that sister-in-law, I'm so good with my sister-in-law, we have a great relationship. Very often it's because even though she's in circle number one, meaning you didn't actively choose her, but you would have chosen her. Meaning, if she's the reason why we connect to her in such a natural way is because she's the type of person I would have wanted to be friends with. She presses my feel-good buttons. I think it's interesting because this is true, and I know this is a little bit difficult to admit, but often, those of us who are mothers, again, if you'd be asked if you're a warm, loving, nurturing mother, and your answer is yes, we all have certain children who press our feel-good buttons. If we could have chosen our children, we would have chosen them. Therefore, even though they're Hashem's choice for us and they're in our circle number one, they would have been in our circle number two as well, meaning we would have chosen them. And then again, when we perceive ourselves as being warm and nurturing, we're thinking of those children. And again, the Avas Chinam is going to work more with a child who the chemistry between you and them is a little bit off, or some habit of theirs is very annoying to you, or they're not naturally your type, or you're very worried about them, etc. And these are circle one children. I think that the purpose of this exercise of thinking of circle number one, circle number two, circle number three, is to get us in touch with the different ways we express connection. You might feel a little dejected by this because you might say, oh, okay, that loving part of me is really only expressed to certain people who are in circle number two, and one and three are kind of suffering. But I would like to reframe this in a positive way. I think that when you look at circle number two, the people who you've chosen, the friends and neighbors who you really like and you've chosen, the relatives who are your type, the children who you have good chemistry with, level number two is your inspiration. It's what you're capable of in terms of Ava. I do have that very loving, warm, nurturing, caring, use all the good words, that's in me. And that's kind of like, I have that in front of me. It's not bad when somebody in a delusional way has that in front of them. Oh, this is the way I am all the time, and I'm just the most loving, warm person. Then that could be a problem. But when you say to yourself, okay, I know that I have to work on my Avas Chinam, but I'm capable. This is what I'm like at my best. And you look at yourself with your circle two people, this gives you an inspiration and a way to perceive your capacity in terms of loving and nurturance. When I look at circles number one and number three, it shows me where I have to work. And if we're looking for some kind of internal evaluation system or litmus test for knowing where we are vis-a-vis Avas Chinam, we're going to look at how do I treat strangers, acquaintances, people who I don't really have to give them attention and give them a good feeling. And then, of course, most importantly, the circle number one people, the people who are in my inner circle and maybe are sometimes difficult, not my type, giving me a hard time, don't naturally have a chen or charm in my eyes, and how can I be more loving to them? Okay, so this is really our goal. We're going to deal with many different aspects of Avas Chinam, and even understanding sin a little bit and eradicating negativity and criticism and overcoming machlokas. I would like to deal with all these different topics in our series. But I would like to explain that in a Musarvad context, we often focus on a specific point, and we take that point home and think about it and do some homework over the week, and then we come back to the next point. So today's homework is going to be, first of all, to contemplate these three circles and to see some of the differences in the way I act in different situations. But I'd like to give a practical piece of homework as well. And the practical piece of homework is to take somebody in circle one, meaning somebody who is in my inner circle, whether they're part of my immediate family or maybe they are a relative through marriage. And again, this could be a sister-in-law, a mother-in-law. This could be one of your parents. It could be a sibling. It could be one of your children. Take somebody who's in circle number one who you would not have chosen for circle number two. Meaning, the reason why I connect with this person, why I have to connect, is because I have to connect, because they're part of my life. And, of course, I care about them on some level. I'm responsible for them, and I care about them. But they don't naturally push my feel-good buttons. And we're trying to treat this person as if they were in circle number two. Basically, what we're saying is like this. I want to give this person avas chinam. Chinam, why? It's like free. For example, if you go to a store and they're giving out something for free, the idea is that you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to be worthy of it. You don't have to be eligible for it. It's being given out for free. When I give avas chinam to somebody, it's not because they have special chin in my eyes. It's not because they're just my type. It's not because they've done so much for me that I feel very, very loyal to them. It's because it's avas chinam. I'm giving you free love. There's no form that you have to fill out to be worthy of getting this good feeling from me. And this is what we're trying to work on. We're trying to get to a place where I could take somebody who naturally does not press my feel-good buttons and therefore doesn't bring out my naturally warm, loving side, but I would like to treat them in a warm and loving way. Now, I like to be very, very realistic in a Musarvad context. I don't think that means that you're going to naturally respond to that person the same way you do when you see your best friend. And the love might not come as naturally. But the idea is I'm trying to access a place in me that can be loving and caring, even if the person is not my type. And a great litmus test for this would be that if somebody from the outside was watching me interact with this relative now, they wouldn't even realize that the person is not a circle two person. Meaning they would think that, they connect so nicely, or there's something, they would think that this person actually did press my feel-good buttons, put it that way. And that would be a great thing. If I was observing two people talking and I couldn't discern if this was a circle one relationship or a circle two relationship, that would be a very good sign that I'm doing a good job. Now, again, that's a high calling, and I'm not saying that that's our immediate goal for right now, but the idea of taking somebody who doesn't naturally evoke a loving feeling in you and trying to work on being loving to them in a way that they should feel that you've chosen them, not that you have to connect with them, but that you want to connect with them, is the goal for today. Okay, so our homework is twofold. On the thought level, it's to contemplate the three circles and understand how I might act different in different circles. And the homework is to actually take a circle one person and try to treat them as if they were circle two, even though they're not. And it might never feel exactly the same, but try to consciously treat them as if you were happy to see them, they were pressing your feel-good buttons, they had special chen in your eyes, etc. And that's avas chinam. I'm giving this to you even though you don't have the criteria But you don't have to pay. You don't have to fill out criteria. I'm giving you Avas Chinam. That's our homework for today. Okay, in the future, I would like to deal with many different aspects, as I said. The positive aspects and the more difficult aspects of our relationships. We'll be looking at Makoros and Chazal, Makoros from Tanakh, some psychological observations, some of the more recent Bali Musar, in order to understand and to develop in ourselves this means of Avas Chinam. Thank you very much, everybody. Good luck. Bye-bye.